Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, folks, if you will, it's Wednesday, October the 20th, two-thirds of the way through the month, another hour of conversation. Maybe you can stick around. We'll have lots of hours of conversation. It's up to you, whatever time you have to give to all of us, and we likewise have time to give to you to discuss the issues of the day, the people, the events that are going on. The baseball season is coming to a close. Let's have a moment of silence for the baseball season. And as a result of that, there are certain teams, surprisingly, that are winning games in the playoffs and certain teams that are losing games in the playoffs. Jennifer Horn happens to reside in the City of Angels, where there's a dodgy team called the Dodgers that they're called the Dodgers for a reason, Jennifer. They are dodgy.
I'm happy to report your Red Brooklyn. Sox lost last night, by the way, because you're always mean to my team.
The Red Sox lost?
There are four teams left in baseball playing right now. This is the ALCS and the NLCS, and last night the Astros and the Red Sox played, and I'm rooting for the Red Sox, even though you're mean to my Dodgers, because I can't stand the Astros, but the Astros won 9-2 yesterday, so that series is now tied up 2-2. So they're even Steven in that series going on to game five. But yesterday, also the Dodgers were playing in the NLCS. They've been playing the Atlanta Braves, and if you've been watching any of the series, the Dodgers in the first two games have looked like they have the games, like, in hand that they were going to win. And then in the very end, the Braves came back and did two walk-off wins in game one and two. And it was, like, really frustrating, I think, for Dodger fans. So game three was in Los Angeles, back home. Everybody thought, okay, this is the time the Dodgers are going to come alive. And sure enough, first inning, 2-0. Braves are taking out their pitchers. Everybody's feeling good. Well, then they were just shut down. I mean, you know how you feel like it's different when your team is losing when they're just losing, but when the team looks completely awful, like you just feel sort of dejected, and that's how the Dodgers looked from the second inning all the way through the seventh inning in this game against the Braves. And so the Braves were winning 5-2. People were actually leaving Dodger Stadium, those dummies. And in the eighth inning, the bottom of the eighth inning, the Dodger bats just came alive. The pitching got better. The bats came alive. They scored four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, which made the score 6-5. They brought in Kenley Jansen. He pitched three outs in the ninth, and the Dodgers went on to win 6-5 over the Braves. It was really exciting, exhilarating. The eighth inning, I was watching because it started earlier in the day, and so I was watching at work, and then I thought, I'm just going to get in the car and go home. The eighth inning was my entire drive home. I mean, it was 40 minutes. It was incredible. It's incredibly long, and it was fun to watch. So now they still have an uphill climb. I mean, it's a 2-1 now. It's a 2-1 series. So
you're optimistic. Of course, you're optimistic.
Yeah. In fact, everybody that was commenting, and look, anything can happen. People that were commenting said that comeback. I mean, it was such a dead. It was so dead. And then that comeback, they were like, this is like one of those game and series changing comebacks.
Think about how this sort of thing would affect us. Let's say you knew all of a sudden that people were turning off their radios all over the country that were listening to us. How would that affect your morale? So
it's likewise, stupid. That's why I get so angry at people who got up and leave.
How does that affect the mental state of the players when they look up in the stands and they see stands are full at the beginning of the game and in the eighth inning the stands are empty?
I know.
I would think that would have a major impact.
I mean, they were not empty, but there were people that were starting to make their way to the exits. Like L.A. usually does during the season, this is what happens. The eighth inning, people go, but during the playoffs, you would expect that people would stay. I don't know.
I think it's stupid. They're not going to stay.
I'm so tired of going on social media and seeing all the negative stuff that people say just because the people are used to the Dodgers winning and they get annoyed by Dave Roberts and his crazy manager style and all this. You just have to let it go. You know, it's a game.
That's kind of, I feel bad, but like on the East Coast, that's the argument that a lot of East Coasters make against West Coast fans, that they're so fair weather that like
they get angry.
Yeah, that they're very spoiled, and they just, if their team loses, then it's like, well, wait a minute, we're always the best, so what happened?
Yeah.
And they're not, and the argument I hear all the time from sports fans on the East Coast is that, you know, you're only a real fan if you hang in there year after year with the Jets or the Mets or whomever is losing. The Giants now have been on a losing streak, so it's,
and to be fair, the Dodgers have been... it's disappointing to be a Dodger fan. It took them 30 years to win the World Series again. And I think the problem with the Dodgers is that we're so used to them getting just this far and deserving to go further, but something happens. Mm. And so Dodger fans just go, oh, I'm going to get out of here before they disappoint me again. But you just can't. Can't do it. You never know. It's not over.
Remember, most people live in Los Angeles are transplants from someplace else.
Yeah,
and so,
and that's another reason why it's not like, yeah, that's the knock on the fandom, is that everyone just sort of likes to show up and see a game, and then that's kind of it.
Well, yeah, something lose to do, a place to be seen.
Yeah,
have a beer, have a hot dog, go home. That's it. Starting next season, Major League Baseball teams are going to be required to provide housing for minor league players. This is interesting.
I think
the director
that's interesting too.
Of Advocates for Minor Leaguers. Says they're expected to train year-round while being paid $15,000 a year. How many people knew that minor leaguers are only getting $15,000
a year?
Yeah,
especially the ones that don't have the, that aren't part of like the, that don't get sucked into the farm system, basically, that are not being groomed. They can make a small amount, and then they have to sit there and train for their chance. And it, it's,
but what
it's
can you eat? How do you live on $15,000 a year? This is
some of the players have said that like the living conditions of you know, a group of guys crammed into a one bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
It's
do they have pillow fights?
I don't know, but I've heard pretty
so
terrible.
Why wouldn't the people
no, it feels more like a bunch of girls like shoved into an apartment in New York City with racks.
Oh, sorry, I was
that's
just visualizing a
more like.
Bunch of baseball players having pillow fights in an apartment. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, but think about what it does, I would think that the major league owners would want to have them in better shape. After all, this is their future. So if they're not
but
treating
not
them well,
a lot of times, you know, some minor leaguers go on to the big leagues, but others might play it. You're talking about not just Triple A teams, but you've got the Double A teams, Single A, whatever they are. There's all kinds of teams where players, you'll see them, but they'll never make it to the big leagues, and they're just part of the system.
All right, as long as we're in the sports mood, Dick Vitale, I always pronounce it Vitale. Some people say Vitale. The commentator, the broadcaster, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's been diagnosed with lymphoma, diagnosed with melanoma, 82 years old. He was an NBA head coach for a while, very popular, very colorful guy. I remember him from the 70s. So apparently the surgery that he had is remove the melanoma on his nose, and that's where it starts, on his nose and the forehead and stuff like that, if people have it. But he's on ESPN, I think, still, isn't he? So is this sayonara? Lymphoma.
No. He said he's going to work around his... I mean, he won't obviously be on as much as he normally is, but he said that his doctors gave him a really good prognosis, and... he's just going to have to work through the chemo, but he still plans on doing his thing. So it's great, yeah.
He was from Detroit. He had worked at the University of Detroit, and then he ran the Pistons in the 70s, inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame and the College Basketball Hall of Fame in 2008. So he's well-known in this area. He's very, if I remember him correctly, he doesn't have any hair, right? He had sort of, yeah, he's very bald. But he kind of uses that to his advantage, in a manner of speaking. And people that...
Like blinding people?
How is that an advantage?
I don't know. It's just something that goes with a character who's bald. I can't explain it any more than that, but there's something
you're
about...
You're so obsessed with other men's hair.
No, I'm not. Just,
you are.
I'm
observing. You are.
I am observant and observing. Uh-huh. All right. Also in the sports department, New Jersey's sports betting industry... first in the country to surpass $1 billion in sports bets in a month.
It's nuts, right?
People coming in from out of state to where you are?
Yeah.
In New Jersey?
Well, especially from New York. There are people who just hop on, you know, the Staten Island ferry is free, and it kind of and it crosses into the Jersey line, because on your phone, on your app, if you have to geographically be in the state of New Jersey, so people are literally just taking the
in order to
place bets. You have to just be.
So they monitor their phones. People.
Yeah. Well, you can't use the app is the app is GPS based, so it won't allow you to place a bet if you're not in New Jersey.
All right. So is that how countries control the access to the internet through GPS? Is that how the Chinese, for example, or North Koreans or whoever, is that how they control? I'm always fascinated. You're the tech person.
I don't know how North Korea suppresses their people, but
keep you from getting in? How do they keep you from having access?
They just shut the internet down. I mean, the whole country of North Korea goes dark at night, and satellite imaging has shown us that for a long time. Everything gets cut. So,
I guess I'm confused. If you have an iPhone, there's no real, you know, you can use it anywhere. So how is it they just cut off the signal?
But you need to have cell phone towers that are functioning in order to get those signals.
Right,
so they have limited. Yeah, if you get an iPhone, I mean, I don't even know if iPhones are allowed except for maybe Kim Jong-un. I don't think people are walking around with iPhones in North Korea. But, you know, and how would anyone know? Well, that's so isolated, we don't even know, right? It's easy. You can manipulate the towers, the access to the internet, the sites that are allowed. It's not as hard as you think.
Next half hour, focus on COVID items. Coming up, some trending things with Jay. It's Jay and Jennifer and Victoria and Doug here on the DJV program at 18 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, so how about listening to the DJV download every day? Pearls of wisdom from Uncle Doug and from Jennifer and Victoria and Jay every day. We have it's a sort of summation of what we've talked about during the course of the program. One of the things we talked about yesterday was the critical infrastructure in America being at risk and comparing it to other things. And then I gave some folks info, if you're driving an electric car, what not to do in the rain. So check that out. Available, the podcast available at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, 21 after the hour.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if
you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer just dropped one on me. Thanks, Jennifer, just before I go
no
back.
No problem. Yeah. I almost wanted to call you yesterday.
We'll talk about that in the next half hour. Okay, Jay, front and center, please. How are you doing today? Everything's fine and dandy?
Fine and dandy. How
are you? Fine and dandy. So is Nicole Kidman going to reenact and recreate a sort of Lucille Ball moment? We're going to find out about that right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, I just said that social media is a blessing and a curse for a lot of different reasons. Jay's, one of her primary jobs here is to monitor your input to us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and the like, and then also to see what's trending, generally speaking. So Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem are going to recreate the Ricardos. Is that what we're to believe here?
Yeah, the first trailer for Being the Ricardos dropped. This was when the casting was announced, Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball, Javier Bardem as Ricky Ricardo, and people were like, seriously?
Are you going to buy? What? Yeah, are you buying that? Jennifer, you're the biggest.
I saw the trailer. Yeah, he's actually pretty good.
Well, yeah, it's weirdly good, but also weirdly, like, you may not know. I don't know. Like, Nicole Kidman's voice sounds very strange, but I don't know. It looks pretty good, too. I'm definitely interested.
I sent the trailer to Jen yesterday. And I agree. I couldn't decide. It's either going to be amazing or it's going to be terrible. I don't know. I
so
don't
J.K.
think
Simmons
Kidman would do much without.
He's going to play, what was the guy's next to her? Ralph? Or no, what was the guy's name that was next to her? The husband and wife.
Fred?
Fred.
Right?
Yeah.
So J.K. Simmons is going to play Fred?
Yeah, well, no,
he's in
so
the
not,
trailer,
not exactly. Yeah. So this is not a recreation of I Love Lucy. This is the behind the scenes. This is a film about their marriage. So yeah, so this is more of a dramatic kind of piece where they talk about doing the show, but it's more of the behind the scenes. It's the actual Ricardos.
Okay. So that might be interesting. So what's the role that J.K. Simmons plays? He's a great character actor.
The guy who plays Fred.
Oh. So he is the guy who plays Fred. Okay.
The actor who plays
the
Fred,
actor.
Though. He's not Fred. Yeah.
Whose name? No, I'm trying to remember what his name was.
William Frawley was his name.
No, it wasn't. It was William. Well, yeah, you're right, Jennifer. William, what's the last name?
Frawley.
Frawley, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I couldn't hear you because Fred was talking in my ear. William Frawley. Okay, so that's it. It might be interesting. It certainly couldn't be any worse than lots of the other crap that's on the screen these days. My God, what horrible stuff. They try to get people to go back to the movies, and they're loading up you look across the board, and actually just go to a movie and watch the trailers. It's one horrible miscreant after another of somebody killing, slicing up people with swords, or the Transformers are coming from outer space to eat everybody up, or there's some monster that comes out of the sea. So, well, this might be a good stop. All right, so people are responding well, Jay, to it? Is that it?
Yeah. People did not like the casting choices originally, but after seeing the trailer, they're loving it. And they're even Lucy Arnaz, the child of them, of the two, are like, no, they captured my parents perfectly.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's something to look forward to. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia America is ready to hit the dirt again for the 2021 Revel Rally, this time entering a pair of modified 2022 Sorento PHEVs. Two formidable all-women teams will be at the helm of the new plug-in hybrid SUVs as they compete in the X-Cross class under the electrified designation. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Floods unleashed by days of heavy rain have wrecked crops, blocked roads, and washed away bridges throughout India since Friday. Dozens of souls have lost their lives in the weather. Officials said on Wednesday rescue efforts continues for those stranded. There's big money in the vaccine business. Johnson & Johnson registered $502 million of global revenue from its COVID-19 vaccine in the third quarter, bringing year-to-date vaccine sales to $766 million. J&J, which sells the vaccine for $7.50 per dose, still expects to generate $2.5 billion of COVID vaccine sales this year. Production of the Ford Mustang Mach-E began in China on Monday as the automaker looks to expand to the world's largest market for electric vehicles. The SUV is being manufactured by Changan Ford Joint Venture Operation in the central Chinese city of Chongqing. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The January 6th Commission continues its investigation. Former Trump strategist for only 7 months, Steve Bannon, has ignored subpoenas to turn over records. Maryland Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin on CNN says the committee will hold Bannon in contempt.
With blatant contempt of the Congress, we had a subpoena for him to turn over all of his documents on the 7th. And then to come and testify on the 14th, and he literally just blew us off. Very few Americans would do that. The vast majority of people we've subpoenaed or approached have come in to testify. Very few people would think in such a sneering and derisive and contemptuous way of governmental process like that. But he did, and it's a crime in the District of Columbia, punishable by up to 12 months in jail. Assuming he's found guilty, of course, he has every right to due process. But if he's found guilty of what I think he's blatantly guilty of, then the prosecutor makes a recommendation, and there's certain sentencing guidelines and precedents and so on that the court will look at. And look, the point is not to make him suffer. The point is to get people to testify.
October's full moon, the Hunter's Moon, and the Orionid meteor shower are on this week's celestial forecast. The Hunter's Moon will be 99% full Wednesday evening. That's according to EarthSky. The full moon coincides with the peak of the Orionid meteor shower on Thursday morning. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Boostar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
Wednesday on the DJV program, the daily Monday through Friday program that lasts and lasts and lasts. Yeah, you can listen to us all day long if you want to at djvshow.com or dougstephannetworks.com. That would be a thrill for everybody, right, ladies? Listen to us all day, every day. Just have us as sort of, it's hard for, in a good conversation program, for it to be background, though. You got to listen to, it's distract music stuff in the background, yeah. But when it comes to talk, we're here and ready to go, and if you're paying attention, it's good, because there are a lot of comments that come from these ladies, and I guess for me as well, that you can use to sort of gauge your own thinking, whether you like what we say or you don't. It's a point of reference, and that's what's good. So, Jennifer said something to me just before we cracked open the mic in one of the last segments, the last half hour, about Long Beach, the port there, and who controls it and who owns it, and she did it. It wasn't purposely or it wasn't intentional.
No, it was that you said something that spurred me, because I wanted to actually call you yesterday because we have these ongoing conversations and I just got busy. But
yeah.
And it's not about the Port of Long Beach, actually. There's an update on that. But it's about the Port of Los Angeles, San Pedro, exactly, to be exact. So,
yeah, it's called Long Beach, but it is San Pedro.
Well, there's two ports in Los Angeles. Ports. There's Long Beach and there's the Port of Los Angeles. They're very close to one another.
Yes.
But both of these account for 40% of the goods and services that are shipped into this country, not just into California, but into this country, come through the port of Long Beach and Los Angeles. And so the reason that we talk about, when we talk about the break in the supply chain, which we're seeing right now, so much of what California does is controlling how the rest of the nation gets it. For instance, our environmental emission laws are so extensive that most trucks cannot drive into the state of California. So not only do you have a trucking shortage, but you also have a lot of places that can't even send their trucks into California to get to the goods at the port because of the emissions. They're not allowed to drive into the state. So there are lots of things happening in California that also impact the supply chain. But in any case, I was sort of appalled yesterday. I do a morning show in Los Angeles. And so as I leave here in the morning, leave with you, and do my drive into my other job, I call it morning show bingo. And this is where I listen to, I have satellite in my car, I listen to all the radio morning shows, I listen to the local news, I listen to CNN, I listen to MSNBC, I listen to Fox. And I kind of just go through quickly just to see what everybody's talking about. It's like my little prep routine.
Yep.
And on the local news, I heard a little tidbit that after Joe Biden made the announcement last week that the ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach would be operating 24/7, the ports were actually closed completely last weekend. They didn't operate on Saturday and Sunday. And the director of the ports came out and said, well, we're under no time frame to do 24/7. We're not going to be doing that for the foreseeable future. So to me, it seemed like when he made that announcement last week, like it was happening. They had the agreement ready 24/7. Quite frankly, why wouldn't they already be doing this already? Truck drivers drive 24/7. Why wouldn't they be unloading containers and doing shipping 24/7? So that was kind of surprising. And so when I went into the studio, I started the show with that. And it started looking at some of the stories. There are now 100 container ships out there. Typically, there are 17 under normal circumstances that are waiting to be unloaded. Now we're at 100. It's record-breaking. It's causing all sorts of trouble. And so my partner on the show gets this tip during the show that says, hey, have you looked into who owns or operates a lot of these ports? And so we didn't go with that immediately on the air, but for about 45 minutes, we started searching around, and we found this company. Apparently the Chinese wanted to come in and buy the port of Los Angeles and the port of Long Beach. It did not get approved when I guess they made that move. So what they did is they created North American subsidiaries of their companies called, including a company called Costco, not Costco with the
Chinese state. Overseas Container Operation. That's what that's
correct.
For. Yes.
And they have complete operation of many of the poor of Long Beach and
what the
of
hell
the
are we doing
Angeles.
To ourselves over
well
and
get
over
this
and
this
over
is something
again.
That was a sleeper. So in digging around, and this took 45 minutes, like a really quick, like simple search, back in 2019 President Trump kicked them out of the port of Long Beach. Because in 2012, President Obama, I guess proudly, and I don't remember this, but I guess he had like a big press conference, and he had this big deal where he gave the Chinese control of the port of Long Beach, essentially. And this was back in 2012.
And so Trump. What was the reason for that?
This is what we have to find out. Why in the world would he do this? But he's celebrating
how is
it
he
as
jurisdiction
well, how do
over
the power
the
to
local.
Do it?
Yeah, and how does California
he,
not be
I'll
in charge? How are they
you guys
not in charge?
I'll send you guys the article. It is pretty crazy. But back in 2019, that's when President Trump was like, we're in a trade war with these people. We have to get them out. So he forced the sale. And I remember that, actually. He forced the sale of these terminals from Costco because we were in a trade war with China. So what in the world
is them now?
Yeah, so right now there is some of them are being operated in the port of Los Angeles still by Costco. The port of Long Beach now has the Chinese out, but the port of Los Angeles.
So
does
they're
not.
Like the Port Authority of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut that own all of that stuff and manage it, and then they hire whoever they want to run it? Is that the sort of
exactly
thing
they make
Port
the deals
Angeles,
they lease
right
they make the lease agreement to the places like Costco. So this is what it says from the article. The Obama administration signed the agreement in 2012, giving China control of America's second largest container port. That's the port of Long Beach, behind the port of Los Angeles. One of the Trump administration's first big moves was to get the communists out of the port of Long Beach and return control back to the country. So that was one of the
you know, you're striking something with me. I wonder, you know, we all yell and scream about Biden and his relationship with China, yada, yada, yada. But there was a, when Netflix, was it Netflix that announced or Amazon, whoever made the deal, $68 million with the Obamas to produce specials on television, first thing they did was a profile of a company owned by the Chinese communists that went into, I want to say Phoenix, maybe it was some southwestern city, and took over an old automotive plant and started making glass windshields, because most of the window glass that you have in your car is made, hello, in China. And so they wanted to have an American subsidiary, and most of the premise was how wonderful the Chinese management was and how lazy the American workers were and how the Chinese couldn't understand how we ever did anything because our workers are so lazy. And that was produced by the Obamas. So I'm wondering if there's something there.
Yeah, but that was bought by the Obamas. That was produced. That won an Oscar, and that was an American filmmaker who did that long-term study of Chinese efficiency compared to American efficiency. And
that's still propaganda. I mean, why in the world would we need?
Well, it's not propaganda.
Would China run something about American ingenuity?
Well, yeah, that's no, not why we not. Don't live in China.
Yeah, right.
We can see lots of different points of view.
Here's the part, though, that is a little frightening, and that is that we are getting very dang close to living in China because they control our politicians, they control our culture, they control pop culture in Hollywood, they control our ports, they control our supply chain. So, we can laugh and say
here.
We don't live in China, but it's sure seeming like we do, and it's getting closer to a reality every day. The other thing that's pretty appalling, and this is something that I also learned yesterday, is that every major media source, barring Fox News and Fox, I don't just mean Fox News cable, but also local Fox affiliates around the country, they divested away from 21st Century Fox, the film company. Every other major television news source, whether it's CBS, NBC, ABC, or CNN, all of them are part of a conglomerate that owns a film company. The film companies have major control and buy-in from China. Every single television news outlet, except for Fox News and some of the smaller guys, have Chinese buy-in, which is exactly why you hear these stories about news directors and corporate directives dictating what journalists can and cannot cover because of the influence of their ownership.
Well,
this should be extraordinarily
remember when
disturbing
I said
to people
that the FCC was looking at foreign ownership of radio.
Right.
And
you understand this, right? This is how foreign ownership of the news media happened. They're not supposed to own. They can't go out and buy CNN. It can't be the Chinese news network. But what they can do is buy into to CNN's parent company, which they have.
Yeah.
And now they are an influencing member of all of our major news media outlets on television.
Yesterday, a friend of mine told me something that's not really, I don't know, this is sort of quasi-related about the future. Thinking about artificial shortages that are being created here. And COVID, you can say this is conspiratorial thinking or whatever you want, but it makes a certain amount of sense to me. Thinking about the origins of COVID and what it has done to our society, what it's done to our life, to our lifestyle, and where do we go from here? Why are there shortages of food? We were producing plenty of food. Why are there shortages of water? Why are there shortages of why do people not want to go to work? So this friend of mine said that this psychic told her that by the end of next year, we may be at war with ourselves over food and water. And this psychic said, you better have a gun. Now, the psychic's kind of a crackpot. But
clearly.
But still, thinking about the distress that's being, put the gun stuff aside, the creative question about food and water, I'm not suggesting that's where we're going. But there are a lot of signs that we have created, or somehow something has created, a shortage of food and a shortage of water. And why and how, you're going to ask that question, what in the world is going on here? And are we at the point intellectually of asking these questions and getting the answers? Or are we just, is it just like people who are sitting around not working and not questioning?
Everybody's just not going to happen here. Everybody goes, well, that's not going to happen here. You know what? We're one bad year away from that happening here. A democracy, a republic like we have, you have to fight every single day to keep that. And people are just, now they're just lackadaisical. They don't care. They just think, well, it's all going to be fine. We could do it. It's not going to change the big picture. Well, guess what? Start learning Mandarin, because we've allowed them to take over our pharmaceuticals, our food supply, everything. We are now completely owned by China. That's it. It's done. Well, I mean, unless there's a big change made right now, and I don't even know. I think it might be too late.
Correction.
And I hate thinking like that.
No, I don't. Yeah, again, that's it. There's, of course, we are distracted by so many other things, including what I said a couple of months ago. This whole business of Black Lives Matter was created not from the inside, but from the outside by forces that we don't see and hear. But it's another way to stir the pot.
Because you have to have chaos so that you can knock down the current society so that people can transform it. Everybody.
And you have to have ways of connecting, and that's what, if the Chinese don't let their people have access to the internet, if you will, or a lot of social media, but we certainly are tied to that, tethered to it generationally, so that everybody is like a zombie in front of these things, and we're controlled. Look at Facebook has done to influence the way people think, and they're a bunch of friggin' liars. The stuff that's in there is not true. And so...
Again, it becomes less about the arguments about vaccines and all of this, and more about mandates. When somebody dissents or asks a question, they're told that they're stupid, they're not enough, they're spreading fake news, Facebook pulls them off their platform, people are starting to shun them because they're asking a question or challenging something. Because they're thinking.
Instead of providing
good information to try to change people's mind legitimately.
How many times have you heard me say, schools are not teaching youngsters how to think, now they're teaching them what to think. And that's pretty dangerous, too. 47 after the hour.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank, or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold has withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program with our daily Tech Talk segment. Victoria Keelan doing the research and here presenting the information. You can learn some surprising things from just listening to what Victoria is perusing here, because chances are that most of you don't know what it is what's the glue that holds us all together. So here's something from Major League Baseball that may be attractive to a lot of people who loves, and if it's in baseball, could it be long before it's in football or hockey or some of the other sports, Victoria?
Well, it being that you may soon be able to watch, it's different than that. Anyway, so you may soon be able to watch your local team's home games without cable TV. So the MLB is considering launching a web-based service that will do that for you. And so the reason they're doing it is MLB viewership has dropped 12% this year, going back the last 2 years. And so MLB already has MLB.TV. That's their streaming service for out-of-market games. This would be a different offer. Unlike MLB TV, this new idea, which has not come to fruition yet, but this is what they're tossing around. So this new streaming will only focus on local games that you currently can only view with regional cable. So if you are traveling out of your local area, but you still want to see your home team, this is going to be the service that you'll want to see. Or if you relocate to a different part of the country and you still want to follow your former home team, then this is also something that's going to help you out. And so MLB.TV is still going to be available, and that's not going away. But if you have both MLB TV and this new service, in theory, you could actually watch all of the local games plus the out-of-market games without paying for regular cable. And so this is really aimed, obviously, at the cord cutters, because so many people have ditched cable services, and sports have kind of been left behind in some ways. And so it's not the perfect solution, according to early critics. Ideally, you'd want one service that gives you everything, but that hasn't happened yet. Probably has to do with a lot of the different local rights and to airing the games and broadcasts and things like that. So the new streaming service would give MLB the chance to get back some of those cord-cutting fans and without having them, you know, to pay the whole cost of cable. Right now, the subscriptions for the service will vary based on location, and it can range anywhere from $10 to $20 per month. So MLB has experimented with having Facebook and YouTube stream games in the past, but it didn't really catch on, and having a dedicated service for your home games is a lot more convenient than trying to figure out how to watch it on Facebook. And so as an added bonus, MLB might not be the only sports league that is going to get in on this exact service. The NBA and the NHL are actually talking with MLB to maybe have all three leagues launch on the same service, which could be as early as 2023, and it could absolutely be fabulous news for sports fans.
All right, sports fans, there you go. Biff Keelan there with that update. In a moment, we'll update you on the latest from Facebook right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI.
Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so Facebook serving us well once again, right, Victoria?
Yeah, Facebook in the news yet again for a terrible reason. So they have agreed to pay $14.25 million to settle allegations that they discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders. This is according to the Justice Department, which they announced on Tuesday. The settlement represents the largest civil penalty and monetary award that the Civil Rights Division has ever recovered in 35 years of being in business. They'll pay $4.75 million to the United States and $9.5 million to eligible victims of Facebook's alleged discrimination. So if you are not holding an H-1B visa, those are apparently the workers who got the majority of the work at Facebook. It's not just Facebook, though. A lot of tech companies rely heavily on H-1B visas. So
yes, they do. Well, so do farmers. H-1, H-1-2 visas, same sort of thing, though. All right, Victoria, thank you. Good job as usual.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.